In South Dakota, some residents of the Cheyenne River Reservation remain without power. That's more than 2 weeks after one of the worst ice storms in the area's history. To make matters worse, the reservation sits in the poorest county in the entire U.S., with more than half the county's population living below the poverty line. Charles Michael Ray of South Dakota Public Broadcasting has their story.
On the Cheyenne River Reservation in north-central South Dakota, you're very lucky if you have one of these. For days, small gas-powered generators, like this one, have been the only thing supplying electricity to parts of this isolated reservation. An ice storm that hit 2 weeks ago brought down some 3,000 power poles. The loss of electricity then took out the tribe's antiquated water treatment plant, leaving 14,000 people without reliable water. Before repairs could be made, a blizzard brought whiteout conditions and a wind chill of 45 below zero. Bernard Long with the Public Health Service is helping with recovery.
They've been completely overwhelmed like any other sovereign nation or sovereign state, or even like what's happening in Haiti right now. They've been devastated that their communication, transportation, power, water, they've all been shut down.
The needs here outstrip the resources. Without power or water, some tribal residents are boiling snow in wood stoves to get drinking water. Areas where water is restored are seeing frozen pipes and indoor flooding. Reservation communities like La Plante were among the hardest hit by this storm. Children play and throw snowballs outside a trailer house that has become the town's emergency shelter. A few well-used porta-potties sit out front. About 25 people are crammed into this three-bedroom house. Cody Hill and her two children are here seeking shelter.
It's very hard, especially when you got people complaining about all their needs, and I can't get them their needs, you know?
Hill is exhausted and frustrated at the pace of the recovery. She says it's hardest on the kids at night.
They have to all lay just anywhere and everywhere and on the floor, not at their own home where they should be, you know, where they're safe.
Safety is a concern here. Cheyenne River Reservation is roughly the size of Connecticut, but with only 11 tribal police officers for the entire area. Residents are doing their best to look out for themselves.
The only way I can get around is by horseback.
Daniel LeBeau and Ford Hill are riding their horses on the hard-packed snow on the side of the road.
Right now, we're going down and checking on elders and stuff along the road.
Elders need the help first.
One of those needing help is Florence Shaving, a frail, elderly woman who's been without electricity or heat for nearly 2 weeks. A Coca-Cola bottle sitting on her kitchen table is frozen solid. She's keeping her plumbing from freezing by running the propane burners on her kitchen cook stove, risking carbon monoxide poisoning. But Shaving has no other heat.
That's what I'd like to have is a heater, but no place to get it. And we have to keep our sweaters on, our jackets on. I hope the lights come on.
Rural homes on this reservation could be without power for weeks as the need for the basics continue here. But the real concern for tribal officials is that winter is not over. The biggest storms of the year traditionally don't hit this part of the country until March or April. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray.